Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. The Sober League system is designed to make parenting time safer with real-time remote alcohol monitoring. SoberLink uniquely combines a breathalyzer with wireless connectivity and is the only system that includes facial recognition, tamper detection, and advanced reporting. Parents can submit a test anytime, anywhere, thanks to SoberLink's wireless technology, which delivers test results by text message or email to the concerned parties. Simplify co-parenting arrangements by using the system that provides transparency and proof of sobriety throughout the day. Flexible schedules combined with real-time delivery of results make SoberLink the experts in remote alcohol monitoring technology. It's my pleasure to offer my listeners $50 off your device. Just email info@soberlink.com and mention Doing Divorce Right. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. Soberlink.com. Good morning. Good morning. This is Doing Divorce Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz and I'm your host every single week. And today is Friday and it's a Just Jen episode. I love these episodes. I'm really excited about them. I hope you're enjoying them as well. They're a little bit shorter. They're just me doing my thing. And I hope that you enjoy. So today is kind of a special one because it's my birthday episode. So my birthday's on Monday. So I thought that today, this Friday, the Friday before, I would do a birthday episode to you, to me, celebrating my birthday. So last year I did a happy birthday to you episode and I spoke about my new diagnosis last year that I got. And I kind of shared the birthday gift to you as like my gift of awareness and telling you to go, you know, go to the doctor and check out your health and make sure you stay up on your annual physicals because I was diagnosed last year with something called ankylosing spondylitis, which actually sounds like a dinosaur, and it's hard to say. And it's an incredibly crazy diagnosis for me. It's an autoimmune disease. It has all kinds of crazy symptoms, and I won't even go into it, but if you want to Google it, you can. But it's changed my world. It's changed my life. And that was last year. So this year I've decided to do an insight into Jen. Like insights of Jennifer and kind of a birthday background type of episode where I'm going to give you like a top 10 list of stuff about me so that you guys, so a happy birthday to me kind of birthday background. I don't know what we're going to call it. I'll figure out a title. Who knows? But I thought I'd give you some stuff about me. So in case you're a new listener and you don't know about me, or if you're an old listener and you don't know a lot about me or you want to know something deep, my deepest, darkest secrets, I'm going to share stuff that I think people don't know. Or maybe if you really know me, you do. And this is old info, but I don't know. I thought I'd give you some birthday secrets, some secrets about Jen on her birthday. How does that sound? Because people are always like, I don't know, asking me questions like where I'm from and how many kids I have and that kind of stuff. Well, you can dig and you can find that stuff out. But this stuff is kind of like, I don't know, a little more personal. And I thought maybe it'd be fun. I don't know if you don't think this is fun, you want to shut it off, go ahead. But I don't know. I thought it'd be interesting. So I don't know. We'll start with the first one. I'm from Detroit. Everybody, I think, if you don't know, I'm from Detroit. I live in Charlotte. I have two boys. They're teenagers. That, to get that out of the way, that's easy. But my first one, my first big secret about me, and I think it's kind of like nobody knows this, maybe a few people, that I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift. Yes, I am. I don't know why I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift, but I am. Like, you know, everyone loves Maroon 5. People love, you know, Madonna. But I am, my birthday, by the way, I'm 48 this year. I'm not going to lie. I'm turning 48 and I worship Taylor Swift. Okay, that's first of all. I love Oprah. I love Taylor Swift. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. I love the Kardashians. I'm giving way more away than I ever thought I would. But I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift. Don't know why. I love her. I listen to her while I'm showering. I listen to her in the car. I know every word to every song. I don't know. Maybe it's weird. I love her. I love her. Okay. I just do. That's first of all. Okay. Second little surprise I have to tell you. I may lose some listeners from this, but this is a true thing about me, a little truth. This is like the Truth Hurwitz episode. The Truth's Hurwitz on her birthday. Number two, here's another one. So when I was dating before I met my boyfriend, I was on Tinder, and I actually wrote on my Tinder profile that I would not date a guy if he had a cat. Okay. And people were like all up in arms about that. They couldn't believe that I put that on my Tinder profile. I was like, if you have a cat, don't swipe right. And people were like, oh my God, she's crazy. So actually I broke up with a guy once because he had a cat. I'm not kidding. I did. I literally was like, I'm sorry. You know, you lied. I don't know if it was because he lied or because he had a cat. Either way, he had a cat. I was like, I don't do cats. I just don't. Not my thing. Like, you know, snakes, cats, not my thing. I'm allergic to cats. Not my favorite animal, gonna be honest. And he had a cat, and I went to his house and I was like, cat, bye-bye. And I left. People were like, thought I was nuts, but not a cat person. I'm sorry to say. I have friends that have cats. I'm okay with that. They're my girlfriends. Fine. I just won't go to their houses, but I will not get in a serious relationship with a person that has a cat because I feel like I'm not going to ask someone to give up their cat for me, but I won't start a relationship with a guy that has a cat. I just won't. Okay. If you hate me, that's fine. That's the way it goes. Number three, I have a horrible fear, if you can believe this, of public speaking. So this is a new thing with me. I didn't used to be like an actress. I grew up in Detroit and I was in musical theater and I loved drama and plays and singing and dancing was my jam. Recently, within the last like, I don't know, couple of years, I started to get like really freaked out about talking in public. Like, I don't know what it is. So I started doing like these breathing exercises and kind of like, I thought maybe I'd try like hypnotherapy and yada, yada. And then one day I saw an episode of I think it was James Lipton. Is that his name? Lipton, he passed away. What is his name? The guy who does that awesome talk thing with the stars. And he had Jennifer Aniston on it. She was talking about her fear of public speaking and how she just can't do it. And she takes actually this medication called propranolol, and it's a blood pressure medication. And she takes before she goes on stage. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to talk to my doctor. And I actually got it. And so now I take medication. This is like the truth before I speak on stage because I am totally tripped up. I cannot, I mean, it depends on the stage, but like typically I get like crazy, like anxiety over speaking in public. So I nipped that in the bud because Jennifer Aniston told me about this. Not really told me personally. I wish she would have, but I heard about this and actually a girlfriend of mine also takes it. And she told me about it because I told her about Jennifer Aniston. She's like, I do the same thing. I take this, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. So I went to my doctor and I feel like this is like a whole new world for me. And I didn't know. And so if you have a fear of public speaking, I saved you. I think go to your doctor and talk about it because I take it just before I get on stage, like half an hour before. And I'm totally a different person. Just so you know, I don't need it for podcasting because I'm fine. But if I go to like, you know, big events and I'm talking on stage, it just like, I don't know. It does something with my whole body. Like it changes the reaction that I have. I just got to share that with you. Anyway, so that's it. Number four, am I in four? I don't know what I'm for. So people don't know this about me, but I'm actually, people think I'm super extroverted. I think I'm like this extroverted, like I love going out. I love a big crowd. I can work a room. This is kind of all true about me, but the real truth is I'm so much happier alone in my room, watching TV or reading a book or chilling out with my kids. This pandemic has been like the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm like an extroverted introvert. No, an introverted extrovert, whatever that is. I'm really much better in a quiet, small group of people with like really good, intense conversation about real things that mean something than fake conversation about chit chat and bullshit. If you can believe that. Like I have a group of five girlfriends and we go away on a girls' trip. Hi girls, if you're listening, on a girls' trip, and we talk about real things and we sit and we talk for hours and hours, or we talk on the phone or we do a Zoom. And that's really important to me. Those conversations are real and they're where I find my most, those intimate conversations are where I feel my happiest. you know, nothing wrong with going out to a party and whatever, but I tend to like, I don't know. I'm one of those girls who like, I'll make plans and then at the last minute I cancel because I would rather sit home. And I don't mean to be mean. It's just something that I end up doing. I don't know. People think that I'm super extroverted. I'm really not. So that's another thing about me. A little thing. I don't know if I'm boring you. If I'm boring you, then you can just go, I'll speed it up. Anyway, so people always ask me, what do you think the reason is that you got divorced? Like the real reason that like go really deep here and get whatever. And I tell people that I loved my children more than I loved my spouse. And that's the truth. I really feel like I did. I put my children before my husband and I would do it again because that's just, I think, who I am. I love my kids to the soul of the core of my soul, of my being, but that's not okay. I think that if you want to stay married, that you have to actually put your spouse first and love him like you love your kids at least. And so that's a little truth about me. I did. I loved my kids so much that I forgot about my husband. So I think that's number six, something about me. You have to love your spouse. You have to put him first and at least on the same level. And super important. You have to, you know, really, really work at that. And if you think putting your kids first is, I mean, everyone says that your kids come first, your kids come first. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think your kids are important. Absolutely. And of course I'm putting your kids first, of course, but you need to also put your spouse first. What else? What else have I got for you? Oh my God. Okay. Number seven, I hate working out. I don't work out. I don't care about working out. I hate it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to run. I my uterus will fall out. Everyone's like, how do you stay so thin? Let me tell you something right now. I would rather not eat that quarter pounder or that piece of cheesecake or then work out. And I know that's a horrible way to look at things. And if I have an eating disorder and someone wants to call me out on it, that's great. But I will do anything in my power not to sweat. I just don't like it. I mean, people love it. People are like, you have to get your endorphins up. And every coach right now is going to call me. I have, you know, Doug Bost is going to call me and Jen Giamo, who are they're the most fantastic trainers in the world. And I've had them on my podcast and I love them. And they always tell me, come join my program. And I'm like, you know what? I'll be there. I'm never going to be there. I'm not going to lie anymore. I'm holding it to my truth right now on my birthday podcast right now. I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell you, I am not going to work out. I'm not going to do it ever. It's not going to happen. And I promise you right now, my CrossFitting boyfriend who CrossFits and who works out every single day, he will tell you, maybe I'll walk around the block. I used to do Pilates. I used to do yoga. It made me feel good. Great. But I oh my God, no, I just don't want to do it. And you know what? I just don't. And I love you people that love it. I good for you. More power to you. It's just not my jam. And I think that like, if you don't want to work out, people should stop making you feel shitty about it. I don't want to feel shitty about it. I just want to own the fact that I would rather not eat. Like if I get a certain weight on the scale, this is psychopathic. I'm sure like you guys are all like, she's crazy. If I get a certain weight on the scale, I just like stop eating. Like I don't eat. I mean, I'm not going to stop eating, but like, I'm not going to eat like carbs for a week, or I'm not going to eat that ice cream every day, or I'm not going to have an extra cookie. Like I just, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go run around the block. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I know I should. It's good for my body, but like maybe every now and then I'll like, I don't know. Whatever. It's my birthday, you guys. Don't make me feel bad. I can hear you all going, oh my God, I can't believe it. She doesn't work out. Okay, whatever. Fine. What's next? I don't know what I'm on anymore. I have no idea. Okay, here's another one. You guys are going to really, really feel like really, you're going to say I'm nuts, but until recently, like I want to say in the last 3 years, I didn't care about things like politics or where like certain parts of the world were. Like, I don't even know where like, I don't know, certain countries were on the map and crap like that. I mean, I just didn't until my kids like really taught me, like my boys are so globally educated and so worldly and like so into politics, and Jonah and Zach, they teach me everything, and they're so smart, and they've taught me so much amazing, good stuff. And so now I want to learn all about it. And now it's really super important to me, like who my governor is and what he's doing with the world and like what our state is doing and who represents what. And I mean, I know that sounds really awful, but it wasn't important to me. I didn't care about North Carolina, no offense, but like I'm from Detroit. So like I didn't care about what was happening around the block or in my city. And now I do. And I feel really good about that. And I feel really good about like, you know, talking about Black Lives Matter and listening to people, you know, I don't know. I get all like, you should see my face right now. It's important to me to stand up for my beliefs and to own that shit. And to learn more, and Jonah and Zach feed me information, and I just feel so empowered about it. So, you know, back in the day, it was really important to me. Like Autism Speaks was a huge thing that I talked about. Autism was my platform, and that was super important to me. You know, Isabella Santos Foundation for Cancer Research, that was important to me. But now it's bigger. Like, I just want to talk about bigger things. Anyway, so I just think that's really cool, and I don't know. So I give myself props for that. You know, I just think that's cool. Okay, let's see. I don't know what my last one is. I'm going to do one more. Oh, I know. So I'm giving myself another like 6 to 8 months with all this stuff. So 5 years I've been writing and podcasting and trying to sell my TV show and the screenplay and stuff and the books. And 5 years is a really long time, I think, to be doing this. And while I love it, it's really not, I don't want to say paying off, but you know, emotionally it's exhausting. And I'm really jealous of people who have made it big, I guess. And while I feel like, I feel like it's been really, you know, great and fun and, exciting. And I love sharing my stories and I love helping people. I'm tired and I think I need to do something that is filling my cup a little bit more, maybe. If that's kind of, I don't know. So I'm going to give it another year, I think, maybe 6 months to a year. And if things don't kind of turn a little bit, I'm going to go back to PA school. I put it out there. So I have a medical background, which I don't know if people know. It's a little secret. I'm a medical assistant, an MAC, and I love medicine. I love it. I worked for a dermatologist. I worked for a gynecologist in their offices. I love medicine. So I think if this doesn't go, if I don't write another book, which I think I might, or I don't sell my TV show, or I don't, my screenplay doesn't happen, I'm going to go back to PA school and I'm going to be a physician assistant. How does that sound? I think that sounds really great because I love helping people and I love medicine. And I think that sounds like something I want to do. So on my birthday podcast, I'm announcing to the world that in a year from now, so next birthday, if I haven't hit the big time, oh my God, can you imagine? Then I'm going to pull the plug and I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to go back to school for 2 years and get my physician assistant. And I'm going to be a physician, a PA, which is really cool because that sounds really good to me. Anywho, so that's that. I'm at about 20 minutes here and I'm kind of probably boring everybody, but happy birthday to me. October is a fantastic month. It looks like things are going to get worse before they get better because flu season is coming up. So of course, for my birthday, will you please go get your flu shot and wear your mask and stay 6 feet apart and social distance and do what's good for each other in our community, in our world. And also for my birthday, if you don't mind, would you either do me a big favor and give me a 5-star rating on my podcast or buy one of my books? Either One Happy Divorce, Hold the Bullshit, or Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, A Divorce Coach's Guide to Staying Married, or you could even just join my Facebook group, Doing Divorce Right, over on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram at Doing Divorce Right. I love that you listened today. I love that you always listen, and I love having you here with me. This has been awesome. Do something wonderful this weekend, and you know, say happy birthday to me on Monday. Yay, I love it. And happy birthday to Jake, my nephew, who's also turning, oh my God, 18. Happy birthday, Jake. I love you guys. And as always, do you know what? Peace, love, and so much truth. Have a great day, guys. Bye. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review anywhere you get your episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.